Have you ever been in a situation where the impatient were driving you crazy? If you've ever been in a position of leadership and the people who were supposedly you were serving as leader complained, or if you've ever been a parent driving a long distance with a lot of kids in the back, where were the seraph serpents when we needed them? The people were complaining, and we're disgusted. We don't like the food. We don't like the water. We don't like what you've done. And they've forgotten everything you've done, like save their lives and get them out of slavery. And in punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. Where were the seraph serpents when I needed them? And then the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned. We're sorry. We were complaining against the Lord. Pray the Lord to take the serpents away from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a seraph and mount it on a pole, and whoever looks at it after being bitten will live." In the gospel, Jesus tells the people, just as Moses raised up the seraph serpent in the desert, so will the Son of Man be lifted up. And for me, that comparison has been a riddle. I had never stopped to think about why was Jesus making this comparison. Now let's just look at the facts the way they're presented. God sent these seraph serpents. If you've ever been in a place where there's a nest of snakes, it's not nice. And these people are biting, and these snakes are biting, and they're causing problems. People are dying, and they're sick, and they're suffering. And the solution? Moses had a staff that God commanded him to carry. And this staff is the same staff he used when there was a battle going on. He'd raise the staff up, and the Israelites would win that battle as long as he held that staff up. And God says, put a seraph serpent on that staff. In other words, make a bronze or some type of metal image of the seraph serpent mounted on the top of the pole. And when you lift up that pole, whoever looks at that seraph serpent will not die of the snake bite if they've been bitten. There's a kind of a faith involved with that. I've been bitten by the serpent. Everybody ever feel like when you sinned, you've been bitten by the serpent? You did something you shouldn't have done, and the serpent's winning, and you're dying, and you look at the serpent, and God promises those who look on the serpent will not die. And now let's flip over into the New Testament where Jesus has used this image. He says, believe in me, just have faith in me. Throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus' point is, what's going to save you is faith in me. Who are you? I am. That's the ancient Old Testament name of God that Yahweh used to speak to Moses on the mountain. Who are you that I may tell you that I spoke to you? He says, I am. And then they ask Jesus, who are you? I am. Yeah, but who are you? If you have faith in me, you will live. If you don't, you will die. The death of the world. If you have faith in me, you will live forever. Pretty strong comparison between the seraph symbol on the staff of Moses, raised up so that the people could live after being bitten by the seraph serpent, to people who are dead in this world, if they are of this world, but merely by believing in him will live forever.